Ben's one piece of grog, we need a bigger stage. Oh, Father, we ask that you would accept our praise and our worship this morning, that we would truly rest in your Shabbat today. Lord, as we prepare our hearts and our minds to hear from you by your Holy Spirit, Father, bless all that goes on here today. May everything bring you glory. Yeshua's name. Thank you. praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Thank you. of spontaneous prayer as the Holy Spirit leads you to pray. Before we do that, I want to read two things that God has really impressed upon my heart. Is this on, by the way? I barely hear it. Could just be the way I have it. Okay. First, from 1 Corinthians, I'm probably going to have to get this adjusted at some point. I'm going to write this out now. All right. The first passage that I want us to look at is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. You know, I don't want this distraction. Let me just grab it. I'll get that worked out in a second. Okay, so 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom, did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ, Messiah, crucified. To the Jews, a stumbling block, and to the Greeks, foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Messiah, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. And one of the things that I want us to look at right now is this team that's in Brussels. I believe very strongly that God has called them to the city for this time. They are weak. I mean, my wife's health, my, you know, her knees, her shoulder, but I know many of the other people on this team. I've been on other teams with them. I know how fragile their health is. This is not the strong group of, you know, young people all fit and ready to go out there. This is a conglomeration of normal people. I'm not saying young people aren't normal, but of normal people that have a lot of things, health-wise and otherwise. There's no reason why this particular group should be successful other than God has called them. And right here we have God calling the weak things of the world to confound the wise. Going on, it says, for you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Messiah Yeshua, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. The other thing the Lord impressed upon my heart is that where he has sent them is the center politically of Europe. That Brussels is where the EU has its office in Belgium. And it's the center politically of Europe, but it's also the center spiritually of Europe. And what I mean by that is there's powers, demonic principalities that have set themselves up, and that what God is doing through this weak team, in their humility and love, and as they submit to him, is he's sending a message to these spiritual rulers that he is in charge, that the Lord is in charge. They're not in charge. He's in charge. And he can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, and use whoever he wants. And that he is giving them notice that he is reclaiming the continent of Europe for himself. That and it's a lot bigger than what we see in the physical, what he's doing. The other thing he impressed upon my heart is this symbol of a rose has become something that is so fear, causes the enemy to fear so much. because of what it's already done. And every time the enemy sees a rose, it reminds him of God's power and his strength and his victory. The other passage in Ephesians chapter 6, which I know we're probably very aware of, but we need to be especially aware, because you as a congregation, guys, we are all part of this. Whether you're there on the ground or not, we are a part of this. And in the spiritual realm, we also come under attack, as this team is going to be under attack. But we don't have to fear. We don't have to fear. But here in, there are principalities, there are powers, there are rulers in heavenly places, in different places, and that's what this talks about. Finally, brethren, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. And then it goes on talking about the armor of God. So what I want to just, prior to us praying for just a few minutes here, and let's not make these long prayers, but just as the Holy Spirit leads you, as the Lord puts on something on your heart, I want us to just pray for this team and pray for, you know, whatever God puts on your heart. You know, let's take just a moment to just listen, and then as God puts something on your heart, I'm opening it up, whoever God puts it on their heart to pray. And so let's just take just a moment of quiet before the Lord. As you're led, just go ahead and pray.
In oneness, in unity, and glorify your name in it. strengthen them with might in their inner man, that they may know the hope of their calling, that they will walk worthy, and that there will be fruit, Lord, fruit of good works that will fully please you in every good work.
Lord, I pray for their protection. I pray that each one of them will be protected with every step they make, Lord. And I pray that you'll be guiding them in those steps. Yes. And that there are people there that will, are just eager to get the truth, Lord. And the truth will be coming from the noses, Lord, from the group, and it will set them free. It will set the whole nation free, Lord, and the whole European community, Lord. And I just thank you for those team members. They go out and they obey, Lord. And thank you for that. I pray this in your Son and our Savior.
Father, just as we know, the enemy has seemingly set up shop in Europe. It's been that way for quite some time. And there are principalities and powers and struggles going on in the spiritual realm all the time. And yet, Lord, I ask right now that as this team goes in weakness, in humility, Lord, in love, that the spiritual hardness of this town, of this city, Lord, will be broken in the name and power of the blood of Yeshua. That the darkness over this city, Lord, will be turned to light. Lord, that your truth will be clear. That your gospel, the good news of your love, the good news of your salvation will be clearly heard and spoken in the streets. And Lord, that this will ignite, Lord, in the churches of Belgium, Lord, regardless of denomination or affiliation, that this will ignite them, Lord. Lord, that they will become beacons of your light in that city where they speak, Lord, multiple European languages. And it will just go out from there to your glory and to your honor. Lord, the enemy has tried to claim that city and claim Europe for his own, but it's not his. It belongs to you, because you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so, Father, I pray that you will pour your spirit out upon Europe, Lord, in a way that has not been seen for a long time, Lord. We just had the 500th year of the Reformation. There's been glimpses of revivals from time to time with the Moravians and with others within Europe, but Lord, we haven't seen a move, a revival that has been noticed by the world for quite some time in Europe. And Father, I pray that you will do this to your glory and to your honor. Lord, you've been breaking down these strongholds, not just through this team, but in other ways too, Lord. But Lord, you have used the Tour of Roses over multiple times. Last year, Lord, capital of the world, really, one day, when you rule and reign, we were in Jerusalem, and we saw you move in such an incredible way. And Lord, now as they are in the capital of Europe, we pray that your truth, your light, your gospel, the good news, Lord, will be firmly established and go out. And Lord, anoint them and empower them. Take away any fear. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And Lord, they have your authority. And so, Lord, I pray they will act in your authority everywhere they go, that land, that ground will be claimed for you, including the red light district tomorrow night. Lord, that you will reclaim that ground Lord, that that will be your ground, and that will become holy ground, where once it was so unholy, it will be holy ground, claimed by you. And you will turn that around, Lord, to your glory and to your honor. We thank you for what you're doing already, what you've already prepared, what you've already done, and what you're going to do. And we pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Lord, if he only
this time of prayer and praise, Lord. I ask that you would just bless the rest of our life. That we would hear from you by your Holy